In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Vicki read our scripture reading from the Common English Bible, which is the Bibles we have in our pews, and of course that was not Grandma's translation, right? Grandma's favorite passage in all the Bible, of all the passages in the Bible, was Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 in the Old King James. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Every one of us, I'm sure, has some scripture that we go to, right? There is that key passage in the Bible that is our rock, that is our touchstone, that is the spot we go to no matter what. Mine is Romans 8:30. For I am convinced that nothing, you know, neither life nor death nor blah, 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 can ever separate me from the love of God known in Christ Jesus our Lord. That whole thing, that's mine. This one was Grandma's. Every time I see it, since she passed away just before Christmas 2013, every time I've seen it, I feel this overwhelming sense of she's there saying, hey, don't forget what I've taught you all these years. Don't forget the things that I've held on to for the 91, 92 and a half years of life. Don't forget who I raised you to be, who I raised your mother to be, and consequently you. Don't lose hold of the things that you know full well to be true. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Grandma's family was from Missouri. Her parents came from the families that, between the two of them, two of their families owned 90% of the town of Potosi, Missouri. My great-grandfather was an only child. My great-grandmother was number two of 10, nine of which survived into their 90s. Grandpa and my great-grandmother knew each other. They knew each other from church. They knew each other from around town. Potosi's not that big. It's smaller than Ithaca. When Grandma and Grandpa, Willis P. and Hazel, got married in September of 1920, and they moved to Detroit, and Grandpa started working for Henry Ford, making Model Ts. Grandma came along in June of 21. Uncle Paul followed in February of 23, and then Uncle Edgar, and then finally Aunt Betty, 13 and a half years after my grandmother was born. They grew up in a life that involved going to church on a regular basis. I have pictures of Grandma in the Junior Bible League in Detroit as an eighth grader, and I guess the best I can figure out was that she had to memorize and repeat and do these tests. When we were cleaning out the basement, we found her certificates. Being in church, being reliant on the promises of God was key to her upbringing. It was informative and key in who she was. This passage, her touchstone, the one that she always went to, no matter how many other Bible stories she knew, no matter what situation, this passage was her keystone, and it fit every situation. It fit every troubled time she'd been through. It fit when she had all of the childhood diseases that children born in the 20s suffered with. It, you know, the measles and the mumps and the scarlet fever and the whole nine yards. This was her passage. When she got married, this was her passage. When Grandpa almost made her a widow 6 months after their wedding, as he was a test driver for Chrysler, and they were running test cars back across the UP trying to catch the ferry pre-Mackinac Bridge. It's November. It's like the 14th of November, or that was just Grandpa telling stories. He was a storyteller. He was car number two in a line of six, and a great big buck came off of the snowbank and took the front end of his car off. If he'd been 2 seconds faster, I wouldn't be standing here. My mother hadn't been born yet. It helped her through that when he got home and said, Will, I made it. The car didn't. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. It helped her through having three kids. It helped her through burying her father on her 25th wedding anniversary. It helped her through my parents' divorce. It helped her through mom and we three kids moving in with grandma and grandpa. It helped her through my brother's suicide. It helped her through when my Uncle Richard, Aunt Karen's late husband, they were visiting, and when he dropped dead of a heart attack on New Year's Eve morning while visiting from California, when she met Aunt Karen at the door when we got home from the hospital, that was her phrase. Why? Why? When I hit the ground crying, why can I not pass music theory? What on earth is going on? And of course, Mom says, don't you remember? And when I got in the house and Grandma says, why are you leaning on to your own? You know better, right? It helped her in every situation. When Grandpa died, and they had carted him away in the ambulance, and I'm sitting at home with Grandma, and I knew he wasn't coming home again. I had to tell Grandma that her husband of 60 years and 11 months hadn't made it, and she says, I know. I don't know. God knows. And I lean on him. She taught me, if nothing else, that I am not that smart. That I am not bright enough, none of us are in our humanity, to understand where God is directing. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. God's got this. If Grandma preached nothing else, it was that God had her and God had every situation. And that whether she understood it or not, God always would have her. She further understood and taught to everyone she talked to. We can't possibly know. Our finite human brains in our human situation, our finite human hearts, cannot understand the infinite wisdom of the Lord. We can't know why we go through this struggle or this triumph. We cannot understand why we walk this path and go through this tunnel. We are not big enough. We are not big enough to fully comprehend the infinite ways in which God works. And while some people might take that as a carte blanche to do whatever, well, God's going to make it work anyway. That's not what Grandma taught. That's not what Grandma taught at all. Because the scripture, what Solomon wrote in Proverbs, says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You got to hold on to it. You've got to hold on to God has you. You have to hold on to God's got you, God's got this, and it's all going to work out for good. It may not feel like it. It may feel terrible right in this moment. It may feel like the hardest thing you've ever done. It may feel like the world is crumbling. And it may feel terribly lonesome. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not onto your own understanding. The second part, in all your ways acknowledge him. All your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. You acknowledge God's presence. See, Grandma believed this. She breathed it. That if you acknowledged that God was guiding your footsteps and your actions, and if you were open to saying, God, I give it to you, Instead of saying, yeah, God, I see you, but I'm going to do my own thing, right? She held on to this. If you acknowledged God, and in all your ways acknowledged him, and trusted him with all of your heart, and didn't let your humanity get in the way of saying, God, I believe that you have me. God, I believe that I'm on the path that you've called me to be on. God, I believe that you're directing my footsteps. It becomes less of a burden, right? It becomes less of a, I have to figure this out. It's all on my shoulders. I'm weighed down. I can't do it. Oh, help me. It's a wonderful gift my grandmother gave me. And of all the things she taught me, and of all the things I'll remember the rest of my days, it is this. God's bigger than you or I. God's got my back. God's got your back. And God's making it work out, and it will be okay. It will be okay. And it will be better than you can ever possibly imagine. What a beautiful gift that our God gives to us. What a beautiful promise we are constantly reminded of. And what a beautiful thing that we get to share this together. And that God has got this. Amen.